Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bernice Howard, your host for today's podcast.
From Luke chapter 7,
verses 47 and 48.
Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven,
for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little, loves little. Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Once when Jesus was attending an exclusive dinner party for an elite group of people, an outsider, a woman of ill repute, one of those to be avoided, crashed the party, perhaps slipping in the back door. When the other guests saw her, they shunned her, and perhaps whispered about her to each other. How dare she come in here? She moved behind the seated Jesus and began weeping in contrition. Big tears of regret, sadness, and sorrow for her sins poured down her face, falling onto his feet. She wiped the bitter tears from his feet with her hair, and falling to her knees, she kissed his very feet, then poured a jar of extremely extravagant, expensive oil onto his feet. Her act of worship complete, she lay exhausted at his feet, silently weeping and kissing his feet. Simon, the host, and other invited guests were indignant. Simon said to himself, "If this Jesus were a prophet, he would know who this sinful woman is and shun her as we do." Now Jesus knew Simon's thoughts. And Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little, loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Now perhaps we have been guilty of comparing ourselves to others, condemning them for the sins we think are so much worse than our own. We may have reassured ourselves with the thought, "Oh, I'm not so bad compared to him." Yet we have no right to judge. Instead of comparing and judging, we should keep praying Luke 23, verse 34. "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And we should remember that Jesus said, "Judge not, that you be not judged." Friends, let's pray together now. Dear God, please forgive me. I am a sinner in need of your love and forgiveness. Forgive me for judging my neighbor and for comparing myself to them. Help me to pray for my neighbors and to love them as you do. Teach me to love as you love, and to forgive as much as I hope to be forgiven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.